Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Conversations about artificial intelligence and the meaning of consciousness have been heating up, both in Australia and worldwide. A major force in this dialogue is renowned evolutionary biologist Richard Dawkins, whose latest musings on AI have raised eyebrows across the tech and science communities. In a recent essay for Unheard, Dawkins pushed the boundaries by suggesting that chatbots, most notably Claude, should be regarded as conscious. Drawing on a two-day back-and-forth with Claude, Dawkins described experiencing an overwhelming feeling akin to conversing with a real person, and even called the bot a genuine friend. He shared snippets of their exchange, highlighting what he construed as the AI's apparent ability to reflect on its own existence, calling standard definitions of consciousness into question. Dawkins's assertion is galvanizing debate, most notably when compared with John Searle's classic Chinese room analogy. According to Searle, even if an AI like Claude dispenses human-like answers, the underlying process is all syntax and no semantics, no true understanding. It's the equivalent of following a thick instruction book to respond in Chinese without ever grasping the language or meaning, however authentic the results might seem. For critics, this neatly separates the mechanics of language from anything approaching self-awareness or inner life. Yet Dawkins's instincts, fueled by impressive dialogue from Claude, force us to ask if the border between algorithm and human mind is as firm as we thought. That debate runs deep in tech ethics, design, and user experience circles. Advanced AI models like Claude are making conversations with machines feel almost indistinguishable from real human engagement. But the closer we get, the greater the ethical dilemma. If a chatbot feels real to us, does it have rights, responsibilities, or pose unique risks? The concern isn't just theoretical. Robust ethical design and the potential for misuse are hot-button issues for both users and developers. That's where projects like KDE's Union come in, as the tech world doubles down on improving transparency and usability in digital applications. KDE's Union project is aimed at streamlining user experience across platforms, reducing frictions that can otherwise open the door to ethical complications or exploitation. At the same time, hardware is racing to keep up with software's ambitions. AMD has been a major player in tuning hardware architectures to the demanding workloads of AI, most recently outlining support for their next-generation AIe 4 NPU series. Anticipated in Linux kernel version 7.2, AMD has begun upstreaming patches that offer single-root I/O virtualization, or SRIOV, for these NPUs. This virtualization lets guest machines fully leverage Ryzen AI accelerators, boosting performance for data analysis, model training, and other AI-powered tasks. Alongside this, we're seeing steady improvements in the AMD KFD compute driver, with a wave of bug fixes for legacy AMD GCN 1.0 and 1.1 hardware. Patches have improved performance and stability, giving older GPUs a fresh lease on life amid the AI arms race. It's a reminder that thoughtful, community-driven development is still powering the open-source software movement. Away from the codebase, legal battles are also transforming the AI landscape. In perhaps the most significant case to date, a group of five major publishers, including Hachette and Elsevier, has launched a class-action lawsuit against Meta and Mark Zuckerberg. The publishers allege that the training of Meta's Llama AI models involved ingesting massive volumes of copyrighted material without permission or payment. The legal arguments center on copyright infringement, challenging the tech industry's reliance on broad fair use interpretations for training large language models. This isn't just a US issue. Australian companies working with AI are closely watching the outcome, as it could dictate global norms. Intellectual property has always been a moving target for the open source community, but generative AI is cranking up the stakes. If courts decide against Meta, ripple effects could redefine data usage, licensing, and access to learning resources for AI everywhere. And that could upend established AI training pipelines, turning business models upside down almost overnight. Meanwhile, security remains front and center, with significant challenges and new pushes for vigilance making headlines. This past week saw persistent distributed denial of service attacks targeting Ubuntu's infrastructure, disrupting services for users down under and abroad. Canonical's teams are hard at work restoring normal operation, but the episode is a stark reminder of how fragile our digital foundations remain. As if that weren't enough, a widely followed official Twitter account was hijacked, further underlining the urgent need for robust authentication and ongoing security reviews. These incidents are driving home the point that as technology advances, attackers adapt just as fast. If we're to build trustworthy ecosystems, from podcast hosting platforms to cloud infrastructure, continuous vigilance isn't optional, it's mandatory. API and microservices environments have become the backbone of modern web applications, which means new tools are always in demand. The rise of Microx as a CNCF incubating project is an exciting development for developers around the world. Microx offers open-source solutions for API mocking and testing, proving instrumental as companies scale and applications grow more diversified. Microx showcases how collaborative community efforts can tackle the proliferation of microservices and simplify the headaches of API-driven design. Meanwhile, the browser wars have a new wrinkle, as Mozilla doubles down on AI-enhanced user experiences with the launch of the Smart Window feature in Firefox. Its aim is to blend AI into everyday browsing, making recommendations, sorting tabs, and hopefully winning back users from Chrome and Edge. However, integrating local AI models is proving tricky, especially with the sheer computational demands involved. Mozilla's ongoing challenge is to balance cutting-edge features with privacy and efficient local processing, an effort with global implications given Australia's keen interest in privacy rights. Looking ahead, there's a growing call to reimagine how we assess autonomous AI agents, shifting focus from deterministic test cases to trust-based validation. Experts argue that we'll need a trust layer to confirm that AI systems are behaving as expected in complex, unpredictable environments. That could mean new tools, standards, or even regulatory frameworks, none of which will be easy, but all of which are becoming increasingly urgent as AI reshapes our world. Open source culture is also flourishing in the gaming sector, as Valve recently released the CAD files for its Steam controller under a Creative Commons license. This move empowers the modding community to tweak, improve, and adapt hardware to their own needs. The open release of design files not only speeds up community innovation, but reaffirms a core ethos of shared technical progress. Communities in Australia, with strong roots in hardware hacking and collaborative development, are particularly likely to benefit from this approach. To round out this week's updates, the long-awaited Mesa 26.1 release is out, bringing important improvements to OpenGL and Vulkan drivers alike. These updates add new features, boost performance, and patch persistent bugs that have impacted both desktop and embedded Linux users. Graphics workloads, from scientific visualization to professional gaming, are set to benefit, consolidating Linux's reputation as a platform for cutting-edge innovation. Meanwhile, new technical specifications for PCI Express 8.0 are on track to double interface bandwidth. These capabilities are vital for AI high-speed storage and the sprawling sensor networks that underpin today's smart infrastructure. Faster, more reliable connections promise to unlock new applications, both at home and in large-scale data centers. Altogether, these shifts, from machine consciousness and ethical quandaries to open hardware and new standards, paint a picture of a sector in dynamic transformation. Australian technologists, researchers, and enthusiasts are right at the heart of this movement, blending global innovation with local ingenuity. The challenge is to sustain the open, collaborative spirit that made technology so vibrant, while never losing sight of security and ethics. If Richard Dawkins's interactions with Claude spark genuine questions about machine sentience, then the conversations happening at kitchen tables and co-working spaces around Australia are just as vital. These are the debates that will shape everything, from the choices we make as consumers to the policies we adopt as a society. As computing grows still more pervasive and AI more convincing, each of us will play a role in steering its course. The ethical issues are nuanced. There's little in the way of clear right or wrong, only the need for ongoing engagement and reflection. As we navigate everything from AI licensing lawsuits and source code contributions to the latest browser features and network protocols, let's make sure collaboration and trust remain central. Thanks for listening.